If you live in Flint, it can be really hard to figure out what you should and should not do with your tap water. The messages from officials, scientists, and nonprofit groups sometimes conflict with one another. This week, an unfortunate turn of events has made an already confusing situation even worse. Michael Hood started going door-to-door in Flint last month. The wilderness guide from the Ann Arbor area had a newly formed group called Crossing Water, and they wanted to see what they could do to help people in Flint.
Most folks have heard the water's not safe to drink, but not everybody.
It might seem crazy that some people in Flint still don't know about potentially dangerous levels of lead in their drinking water. But, Hood points out, there are a lot of people who can't afford internet or cable, who don't speak English, who cannot read.
And they've heard from word of mouth that the water is bad, so they're just boiling the water, thinking that's going to be okay. And there's also a number of immigrants and refugees from South and Central America. And, you know, when the water's bad down there, they know to boil the water because it's usually a bacterial issue or something in the water.
But when you boil water that's got high levels of lead in it, the lead doesn't go away. In fact, it just gets worse, more concentrated, more dangerous to drink. Hood was dumbfounded that no official agency seemed to be addressing this common misconception. So they jumped into action, working with some billboard companies, TV and radio stations, to get the message out. Boiling your water will not remove lead. But then, on Tuesday, there was a major water main break in Flint. That caused the water system to lose pressure, and that means there was the potential for dangerous bacteria to get into the system. So the city put out a notice warning people to boil their water.
It really does send a contrary message, and that message has to get out there, unfortunately, but it really has sent some confusing messages to the public. So people are really scared. People are really confused. And they don't know what to do.
People were concerned again. Oh my gosh, is it safe to shower or bathe? So you can imagine the confusion. I certainly can understand the confusion.
That last voice is Dr. Eden Wells. She's the chief medical executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. She says people should boil their water after it's gone through a certified lead filter. Once the boil water advisory is over, people will have to replace the cartridges on their lead filters. The good news is that preliminary tests show no signs of dangerous bacteria because of the water main break. But Wells says they have to wait for another round of tests that won't come back in until sometime during the day on Friday.
I'm hoping that we're dealing with just this 48-hour period of that, very confusing and time for everybody.
Even without the water main break, there's been mass confusion about lead in water in Flint. James Todd's water has tested high for lead twice in the last month, more than 60 times higher than what the federal government considers acceptable.
Oh, I was kind of shocked. I was scared, I guess, nervous, because, you know, we've used the water and consumed it and never thought anything was wrong with it for over a year now.
One state official told him he could drink his water if he used a filter, but right on the instructions that came with the filter, he shows me where it says it won't remove lead if levels are as high as his. Tests show the filter will work, but still, Todd's skeptical. After a team of state officials came to visit, Todd says he's even more concerned.
Something about that vacuuming your floors will actually cause lead dust now? Well, where's that coming from on my floors? How'd it get on my floors?
Huh.
Maybe it was in here I read it.
Todd flips through a bunch of papers state officials left him.
It's this one I read it on because it says, vacuuming carpets may pull more lead dust to the surface. So use a non-motorized sweeper to clean carpets. So I don't have a non-motorized carpet cleaner.
Todd owns his own painting business. He watches the news. He's even had multiple visits from various officials and volunteers. He's no dummy. And still, he's pretty confused about how to protect his family from lead in Flint. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Lindsay Smith.